Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We don't have music tonight, and me and Dina won't sing for you because we want you to have a pleasant night. But it is our turn to play with you, and I hope you're ready. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're going to go a little wild tonight. We have, and always have, the real best psychics, and we come together and bring you the best of the best. This is a wonderful Thursday night. I have a lot of you calling in already. You can get a hold of us, you know it, that 773-897-6461, and let's have some psychic fun. We have a lot of emails in that are contacting us. You can always get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. And I've got to bring in the better half of this and the most funnest part of this. I have with me a certified psychic medium who was born with the gift and has been reading professionally for over 25 years. Dina envelopes the past and presents the future in such a way that she works with a healing soul level, drawing communication with your loved ones even on the other side. Dina's gift of mediumship and working within the wisdom from past life has helped so many individuals. I bring you the one, the only, the phenomenal Dina Flanagan. How are you, Dina?
Excellent. Oh, my God. It's so good to be back.
It's so good to have you back. And we're going to get our Dina time. I have gotten so many emails, so much through Facebook. Where is she and what's going on? We're going to find out, Dina. Dina, did they find you? I know the last we were teasing, we had a video out there. And we have a lot of United Kingdom people listening in tonight. Did they ever find the mystical wild Dina? Did they find her out in the camping, or did the man end up in trouble and Dina take him down?
Yeah. I think they found me.
I'm so glad. And let's talk about those of you who know we are American Federation certified psychics, which means you have to be a true verified psychic to be there. There's many people out there who are claiming to be the gifted individuals, and that's what me and Dina do. We get with the certified and work with it. Do not, I repeat, do not go with someone unless you have full credentials and have more than just one word of mouth. Oftentimes, someone will tell you this. Take the time. Google them. You know, there are people out there who are doing this. Dina, I want to talk to you so much about some of the questions we have here, and we got the Dear Dina time for those of you emailing in, so you still have a chance. We do have quite a few ahead, but we'll try to get in as many as we can. Dina, explain to everybody how you work with your healing ability, because we were talking about remote viewing. A couple of friends here this last weekend, and they're telling me that that is exactly how a real strong healer like you can come in. You remote view and come to them?
Yeah, I mean, I've done remote viewing as long as I can remember. For me, it's just that I can, you know, remote viewing, yeah, is seeing. So you see what's going on, you see what's doing, you see whatever, as it is now. And so a lot of times it's like you're right there. So sometimes you do it in your sleep, and sometimes you can do it, you know, you do it when you're awake. But you know, so whenever I feel the need to have to do that, that's what I do. I center in, and then I can go to whatever, see whatever I want.
Oh, my God, that's so excellent. Now this is where we're going to get into a debate, and this is where me and Dina have it. So those of you who are scared of a man and woman fight, please run now. We are brother and sister in the light. I'm an astral projector. I've always been able to use my purple and do energy to go into this energy. And I had assumed that I was remote viewing, but I'm not. I'm being a blonde, right? Because what I'm doing is I'm going through the energy and actually astraling there out of soul. You're actually going there in energy, and you're seeing and you're reviewing as if you were physically not only astrally there, but you're actually doing healing work, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm there presently. Like, I see it, you're right. And then it's like I am there. My presence is there. My energy is there to go do whatever it is I got to do. But mostly healing, yeah.
I'm so amazed. And now we're going to ask that big question. Is it possible, Dina? We have all of us know of our lovely, phenomenal Patty Negri, and she discussed about making love with ghosts. Is it possible to remote view and have sex with someone, or would it be, I mean, what would you consider that? Having sex with an invisible person? What would that be considered? Disgusting in public?
You know, a lot of times I wake up from dreams and I'm like, oh my God, was that real or was that not? But I do a lot of my traveling in my sleep. So, and yes, it is possible, because yes, I have had sex with other people in the remote viewing sort of aspect. But not intentionally. I would say not intentionally for me. I wouldn't go say, okay, I want to go, you know, see what it's like with that person. For me, it's not intentional.
I know metaphysically when I'm sitting there and I'm feeling that energy, and I have had this, and I'm going to share with some of you guys. I've had energies try to attempt with me when I'm astral projecting or I'm there protecting or I do a lot of this. As you, we and Dina were both born with this gift. We have a lot of you teasing us. Don't go wild. A lot of you guys are calling the number, and we're going to get to you, 773-897-6461. David wrote in, I don't know what's going on with Dina. She can come have sex with me any way she wants. She can astral. She can bring it, but just bring it on, Dina. I think you're real hot. David, you will be getting a water hose real soon and sprayed back. Calm down. What we've got happening here is Dina Sands just came in. Oh, Lord, it's not going to be Disney. What we're talking about tonight is we're talking about astral projecting or remote viewing. Those of you who are contacting in going, Jethro, it's so good to hear you guys back. Where have you guys been? A lot's happened. I can say that Dina will have to speak for herself in a moment what's happened with her. I had a business that I had to let go, too much work and too much no fun. Jethro now is on the tour. If those of you in Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, get a hold of me. I'm going to be out there. I'm on the road again, and actually I should say on the wings again, flying. I will be doing one-on-one work in these big cities. I want you to come in 3 days. Be ready. Listen to me. I will help you with your open your aura, bringing in your third eye, making sure that you're getting your totem, getting your know your guides. I am very serious. I'm only doing this by invitation. I don't want the individual who's a looky lure. I want the person that really wants the healing. I've been doing this over 30 years. I'm going to bring you the master teaching. I'm going to make it happen for you. So contact me at jethrosmith.net, and I'll get you in. But make sure you know the times and dates where I'm going to be there, or let me know what you've got open. If you've got a big party and you've got a big town, who knows? I will work that out with you. Dina, where have you been hiding out so these people can't play with you?
Well, Jethro's been on hiatus and left me here alone in Maine. I have been doing readings and healings right along, and so you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399 or EssenceOT, E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T at AOL.com. I'll go to my website, www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com, or can find me on the Psychic Gone Wild website. But you just Google my name all over the computer, you'll find me. And yeah, so call me and book a reading or a healing, and I'm ready.
I love it. And for those of you that haven't tuned in, please go to Facebook. See the new us. Everyone has been talking about January. And like Dina working real hard, I have to tell everyone I'm going to give a salute. And those of you who listen to the show, to my healing friend down here who holistically worked with me, got me into yoga. Yes, people, I don't just pick up cheesecake anymore and put it to the face. I actually learned how to do some actual moving parts. Very proud of my 170-pound, firm-looking spiritual body in the vessel, and I'm very happy with it. For those of you who know how hard I worked at this, is Uriel Riley here in Tampa, Florida. If you have a chance, go to Mountain where I used to live, and check out Uriel, because Uriel will work with you, do a session. Take a couple of sessions with him. He made me back the healthy I am. If you guys will look on Facebook, you'll see the newest lady in me with my Christmas present, Mr. Shortbread Man, and my dog, Marty. I love all of you guys that are tuning in. Jethro, what happened to Dina? I heard that Dina was in love, and I'm not happy about it, because if she's married, then I'm going to have to hurt somebody. What is going on with Dina's new man? I don't know. Dina, this is from Colorado. He's pretty upset about the new man you have.
I don't have a new man.
Okay, Mr. Colorado, calm down. There's no new man. You can live in happiness that your queen of beauty is still out there. Calm down. We have people writing in. I'm trying to catch all of it. You guys, those of you who don't know where to catch me, excuse me, go to Skype, and you can catch me right there in Psyche's Gone Wild room if you want to catch me. I don't do the one in Blog Talk for a good reason. A lot of times that room is, like, we have a couple cash. We're going to say, hi, Debbie, we love you. Dora, you're one of our best ones. You are the sweetest person. And, of course, we've got our Crystal. How are you? We love you in there. Other guests, welcome. I do love you guys, and I love that. And I say thank you so much, Dora. I miss you, too. Definitely give that daughter a kiss. She's the most lovely person. I love people and family. That's why we do this. Dina, we have another question for you. Dear Dina, I must ask you this now. I have been working with a friend of mine for 6.5 years. He has told me that if I am intimate with him, I will be able to raise my spiritual gift. I'm trying not to think that that's all he wants from me, but it seems like we go out and then to his house, and later I haven't really learned much other than he seems to really enjoy my body. Am I doing the right thing, or should I put a stop to this 4.5 years of working me towards a more spiritual level?
Wow, that's quite a line there.
Uh-oh. I think he's going to get busted. The Libra will hit him with a baseball bat in this game tonight. Yeah.
No, that's you can raise your spiritual level without somebody else's help. You can raise it all on your own. You don't need to have sex to raise it. However, if you are, you know, in love or whatever, and you have that connection with the other person, yes, the double energies together can really go higher, but it isn't because someone told you so. It's something that you feel that comes from your soul. And so if it hasn't happened yet, then I don't think it's going to happen.
And I love that, and I agree with you. And those of you who know about us, magic of this, actually they will tell you it's absence of doing it. You hold back, you keep the energy. If someone's telling you to go out skyclad, which is naked under the moon, swing the good stuff, and they're going to teach you something, yeah, they're going to teach you how to get intimate. That is great, but you don't have to use this to do it. Usually the individuals that I know, like me and Dina are talking about, that's a line, because what he's doing to you is doing the intimacy. If he is supposedly what I would call a man of light or of power, you know, he can do this without doing that. Intimacy should not, in my way and the way of I've been taught by 3 elders, be put in there together. A good example, I can teach my mate how to be, which you all know I love my Kay dearly and phenomenal. She's a very phenomenal, positive psychic. But I can teach her that stuff, and we can do the things that we do, but I could not just be with her for that reason. There has to be more to it. So please, I'm glad you wrote us, and I'm going to write you, dear Annie, and know that I will give you a little bit of an email, and there's some things you should do to ask to make sure. The teacher picks the student only when the student's ready. But I agree with Dina, that's a line, and I'm so sorry, honey, because I think that he's taken you for a fish trail. 478, you're going to get in tonight. Psyche's gone wild. Hang on to those phones. 717-352-216. We'll try to get to 856-925. Going on down the list, 727-770-135-280. We got a bunch of you. You're all coming in, and we got another 8 or 10 minutes of listening to us talk and get this out. We don't just read. That's what I had someone ask me yesterday. They said, Jethro, I've had 4 people in my family come to you, and every one of them has said something different. And I felt very grateful because I know that they keep repeat business, so what they're saying about me can't be too bad, or why would you come back? That's like 3 hands of mashed potatoes and you don't like the lumpy gravy. You don't eat it if it ain't good. And the gentleman told me, he said, what amazes me is where you're getting this other stuff. And Dina will tell you this. When we're channeling or we're working with the Holy Spirit, it does tell us other things. Give yourself that energy. If the guide tells you, I want you to go out and walk that extra 6 blocks, it doesn't mean that he's wanting you to go out and walk it because he's just testing your thighs. What it means is he wants you to go out and do that extra energy because in that 6 blocks is probably someone you want to meet, someone you want to talk to, and you want to feel that energy and love with. So, Dina, tell them a little bit. Can you give a psychic confession? We can never do confidential with names. We always keep that. But can you tell them a little bit of a story of something that I know you as a healer have healed so many people through here and other things, that the guides have told you something that may be a little not the normal, like, you know, eat broccoli on the midnight hour or something, and it's worked?
That's a daily occurrence for us. So you just learn to – what happened, like with Jethro and I, we're so used to that we go with the flow. You know, like we have the faith. All right, so if they told us to eat broccoli, there's got to be a reason other than we need green vegetables, you know. You just kind of go with it, because for me, it's every day. It's like, all right, just follow it. Because really, it's all about the faith. You got to have the faith. If you're given a message, you got to have the faith about that message, you know, like why it was given. But it's got to feel right, like from your gut or from your soul, it's got to feel right. So if it does not feel right, then you don't do it. But if you are living in fear all the time, nothing's ever going to feel right. So you have to get rid of the fear of anything and everything, and live in the faith. And that's when you're going to just be able to, you know, just kind of know if somebody's giving you a message that you're like, well, why? Just trust it, you know, and trust it and go with it.
I love that. And that's exactly it. And I've got one more here, and then we're going to grab those phones. And we do ask you guys, please, due to the timing and space, because of so many, we can only do one question. I've got Brittany American writing down. Jethro, I want to know what Dina does to keep her energy so high. My husband has been listening to the show, and he's all peaked up. I talk to him about Reiki, and he tells me to go put tea bags under my eyes. I look a little tired. I'm going to teabag him real soon with a punching bag. But I want to know from Dina, how does she get this attention? Is it something she does daily to make people feel loved?
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. Every day when I wake up, and a lot of people will hear me talk about this before, but every day when I wake up, I try to wake up, you know, I like mornings anyway. I'm not a grump in the morning. I'm happy. So I wake up and I'm with a smile on my face, and then I wake up with gratitude and gratefulness of, you know, counting my blessings of, wow, this is going to be a beautiful day. And then, you know, all day long, I try to bring sunshine to people's lives, make them feel good or happy. And it's not even forced. It's like I have this beautiful white light energy I bring down through me. And that stays with you all the time. But really, it's about having faith, counting your blessings, and feeling love. And that's what keeps your energy up all the time. And then the more you give it, the more you do it, the higher your vibration gets. And the more upbeat, the more happy, the more everything. So it's just really a good thing. That's why I'm always happy. And then at night, oh yes, at night, count your blessings again before you go to bed. And if you can at all during the day, do something nice for somebody or say something nice to somebody. And just do this all the time. And eventually that's all you're feeling, all you're doing, all you're embodying. So the other things don't take you down, you know, like when things come up at you, like, you know, something that's challenging in your life, it doesn't take you down. You can have the faith that you can go through it. Look at how you can go through it rather than, you know, crawling into a shell and being afraid of it. So that's what I do every day.
I love that, Dina. And those of you tuning in, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Dina's probably going to punch me later when she ever catches me. We live too far apart. But Dina is one of the most positive individuals that you can talk to, and she walks her talk. I can get a hold of her and say, Dina, we have 3 minutes. I screwed up today, and the phones are crazy, and everything is happening. And Dina's like, great. And she starts in happy. She makes me feel value. She makes me realize why I do this. For those of you who would like to help us, and we do need that, I'm not going to do a sponsor thing, but I do need to let you know that we have been doing this for all these years, and why we take times out like I did for that is we need you to value. We need you to go on to JethroSmith.net tonight. And Gina's site here, and I just put it up, and I'm having a moment, so let me get it here real quick and so that I can do it. It is going to do that for me. It's DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. That's DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. And let us know that you listened in tonight. We will be doing that. We've cut back on our prizes a little bit. I had a lot of people tell me that, you know, the jade and the other necklaces were okay, but they would prefer diamonds and gold. So what I'm going to be doing is me and Dina are going to be putting out more for you. We're going to go on TV. So then when you see us, we can give you that thing that you want. But for right now, we have those beautiful necklaces that we have. So those of you contacting us there, we will tonight go to psychicsgunwall.com and pick a winner of the best person who puts down why they listen in to Dina and Jethro. Grabbing those phones, I hope you're ready. If you are calling in and if it doesn't pick you up, I apologize. I'm a little bit rusty from doing this, but I've been doing real readings and not playing on the phone. I want to talk to 478. Are you ready, 478, to get wild and
raving? I am, Jethro. This is Debbie from Georgia.
Ah, David Selby. Oh, my God, my beautiful friend. How you doing?
I'm doing a little bit better, but I have a question, and I hope it doesn't come across too harsh, but I'd like to know if my husband's going to be arrested.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies first, because Dina loves to arrest men. No, I'm kidding. She's not kinky. I'm just teasing. She's going to kill me.
Well, I feel like right now it's on the fence. I feel like that. I feel like that he, there, like it, like I'm seeing like them viewing it, them looking at it. I see that there's a good possibility, but
okay.
I also feel that there's a way out of it too. You know what I'm saying?
I feel not.
Like. but I mean, like, like if the right things aren't presented, there's a way out of it. So, if the right things are, he won't have a way out of it. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. So
okay.
You need to keep, you know, make sure that the right things are in there. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he's gotten away with a lot of things for too long, and it's catching up with him. That's what I feel like.
Do you know what that is?
Jethro?
Yes, I do feel like there's been some dishonesty. I feel like this person has been doing some other things with other individuals that is coming back to him. And I feel like, unfortunately for you, he is not telling the whole truth. It's like he's wanting some other situations to come out. They said that the police are going to finally look at the fact of what else has gone on. He's used a little bit of his handicap and some other things to make sure that he was able to get everything together and not handled into what he was intended to do. It's like, I feel like that's what's getting him into this situation that's causing it's causing some kind of a problem. Let me read this again with him, because what I keep seeing with him is I see him sitting down and something dishonest with medication. Some pills, there's something going on with something that he's told or something about medication which could get, and it's going to come back to bite him. You cannot do this. In honesty, he's lied. I feel like that he thinks he's got something on it and it's not going to work out. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I know he took some medicine out of the safe that was mine.
Oh, my gosh, you're right there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing they can do about it. So I already called the police and there's nothing they can do. So. Because his name is on the mortgage, so they said he has legal rights to my narcotics for my back. So,
oh my gosh, that's so terrible. They're
no,
telling me something else.
Other things that involves a 17-year-old, and I was just wondering if they're going to catch him harboring her.
I do feel that, and that's what we were both been kind of hitting around, and I said with other people, and I'm glad you wanted to go there, because sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. I feel this other thing was disgusting.
Tell me all.
I'll tell y'all, honey. You know, you're from the South, and I have a Southern name. I'm going to spill you the whole cherry pie right here on the table.
Okay.
This man has been playing with children. There's another thing that's happening here. I do agree in what Dina said. I feel he's going to get caught, because I feel like this girl's going to be in the vault. I feel like some other people are going to step in and say, you're playing with this. This is something that is disgusting. But even morally stronger for her energy is I feel like she has liked it. And like Dina said, she may turn around and try to protect him or something. She's playing a head game is what I feel.
No, but eventually it will catch up with him because he's been doing stuff like this for too long.
Yes. She's not the only child he's been with is what I'm going to say. We love you, Debbie. I hope you hang in there. And, you know, remember, you can always trade him in for a puppy. They're more loyal.
He's already abandoned his dog, so I've got his Great Dane. So,
oh,
there's four
God,
of them. I got
you.
Plenty of them.
Thank you. I wish I could take more. Thank you. We're getting wild here, though. They just give me the beep, and they said, Jethro, you've got more people in the queue than you've ever had. Pick up the pace. What do you guys want me to do? Stop breathing? And you'd like me to pass out? We got a really wild show. This is Psychics Gone Wild Thursday with Jethro and Dina. 717, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Jethro. It is wonderful to speak to you again. This is Kareem. Or Crystal.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you, Kareen. And what can me and Dina do to help? I'm glad you called in. You sounds like you're just up and peppy, little happy one. I'm so pray for you and Jim.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're finally moving forward, and I'm going to be moving to California soon, Jethro. Probably some of your old stomping grounds. Yay!
Do not eat sunflower seeds. Pasadena, they will get you in trouble for spitting at their trees. Just saying.
Well, hey, I'm going to Sacramento, which is a big city, so you might want to consider doing a venue out there at some point.
I would love that.
Lots of folks.
Oh, I would think that would be good. And I've never been. I've been to, I think, I can't remember which one I've been to at the zoo. You can tell how I'm really, I'm very psychic, but I can't tell directions. Well, I'll have to find out from my love. She took me to a zoo there that was the most fun, but I don't know if it was San Jose or something. Very good. I would love that. You know, let me know, and if we can get some people together, I would love to come out there. I have such a good time with doing it. Corinne, we want to help you, and I feel like you're moving to California. They're telling me energy. They're also telling me something's happening with your ability. May I read this, or should I just let you ask the question?
Please read it. Go ahead.
They're telling me that the new strength for you has happened. It's more than just working with your guides. They said that something has came into presence for you, that you have some kind of hurt inside, and you've released it, so now you can put the light in. You were holding on to something that wasn't yours, but you've been feeling an emotional thing that wasn't yours. You've got you now. You can put in the really good stuff. And they said that there's some ability coming to you that's going to even enhance you in more ways than you had thought possible.
That is awesome. That's fantastic. That's kind of what I've been waiting for.
You've earned it. Dina, would you help this lovely flower? I can feel there's something else.
Of course, yeah. Well. So finally, what I told you was coming true. That's awesome. So anyway, I'm with Jethro there. I feel a change. I feel a change in your energy. And I feel like something shifted. And that it will, you'll finally be able to move forward, like Jethro was saying, that, but not this back and forth, like it's been, you know, it won't be like forward, then back. It's going to be like moving forward. I mean, yes, we'll all have our obstacles and our things we have to do or whatever, but you'll be able to come through them better. And it's definitely going to be going forward. But like your life has been on hold for too long. So this here is going to bring you to different levels in your spiritual abilities, and it's going to bring you up to where you've been wanting to go to and beyond, because I feel like you can finally do that. Your energy was too stuck to not do that, go to the heights you needed to go to. But now that I feel the energy has moved, that now you can do that. Again, there's going to be still some, you know, things you still have to go through, but you'll be able to go through them in a much better fashion. I feel like that life is finally going to bring you to heights that you've been wanting and needing. And that's good for California. And so I like it. I like what's going to happen coming up for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I mean, we all have little speed bumps in life, you know, that just, you got to just work through and keep going. I did have a quick question, though, since there's others on the line. I don't want to take too much time. But we're basically without the financial backing, so to speak, just going out there on faith. And I just wanted to know if you see us getting a house when we get out there, or will we in an apartment?
I don't feel like you're going to get a house right away. But I do feel like that patience. I keep hearing patience. That's what they keep telling me. So don't worry about it, because going out there on faith, I'm all for it. This is, you know, what I've told you. You got to do it. You just got to do it. Go out on faith. But don't push it. Don't rush it, because going out on faith means that even if you have to wait 2, 3, 4 months once you get out there to find that house, then so be it. Don't push it. Because when you have to push it or you have to rush it, it's not the right thing. So just have the patience that you're going to be led to the right place. You know, that's what I feel. What do you feel, Jessica?
I agree very much. And I'm going to keep the prayers for you. And you remember where we are, because you're always one of us, and we love you so much.
You know, love you too. And I'm so glad you're back on the air and together. It's fantastic to hear both of you.
Thanks.
Dina, I'll be probably emailing you this week. We need another healing. So it's time.
Yep, because now that you're at this new level, it's time.
We love you. Take care, Karina. We're going to talk to you later. We're going to go wild. A lot of people ask, a lot of people will say, where do we get this time with energy? And the phones are going kooky. Please bear with us. Where do we get this? Me and Dina actually started this show. I've had people tell me, how did it happen? We we're brought together to read each other, to help each other, and we did this out, is how I would say it, Dina. And what we loved about it is we realized that not only were we both born with the gift, but we also have this uniqueness that we help each other as brother and sister. We are what you call light family. So, Dina, what else would you want to tell them about us? They're asking me how me and you met and what's going on with us.
I remember all that. Like, okay, so I went on eBay. And I said, you know what? I don't know. I'm supposed to go on eBay and look for a so-and-on. And I find Jethro's name, and I'm like, but I don't need to know anything. there's probably like, 5,000 psychics on eBay at any time at that time, right? So Jethro jumps out at me. And I'm like, I just don't need a reading from him, but all right, I'll contact. So I did. And he got a hold of me. And he goes to do my reading. He goes, you don't need a reading. I feel like you need to be reading on the radio. And I'm like, which I have done all that for years. And so I'm like, well, that's it. Okay, fine. So we did this radio show, and we've been doing, what is that, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, 5 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, 2000, yeah, 6 years ago, because it was
I don't know, yeah, a long time ago. And so see, that's about all that, like, just following kind of like what goes in line what we're talking about tonight. Why do I need broccoli? Well, why do I need a reading from Jethro? I don't know. I'm just going to believe that I do. Well, it wasn't about the reading I don't think got the reading from Jethro.
No, she's right. And what was so funny is now you all laugh because I have people write, Jethro, I did. I did all I could. I was trying to make a living in California, which it is a little tight out there with economy. And I had tried that and had a lot of fun people. Some of my people, I will tell you, from eBay have been my best clients and my best referrals. It was a little kooky to me and a little different. But what was the beautiful part about it, and you can still do that for those of you want to do it, you have to be careful, be really accurate, but you go on there and you can do those. They do really, really work with it, and you can have, like Dina, you have friends that I've met. What I was really impressed when she called me is I had the guides tell me, they go, there's going to be a very petite, very good friend who's going to come into your life and help you go wild. And I'm like, wild? You know, everybody's always called me the wild one in my family. I'm like, okay, what? Is this going to be a friend me and Kay meet here? Is this going to be... this reading starts out, and I'm like, woman, they're like, you need this person. So here we went, bam, and we've always been clicking together. I will tell you guys that I personally can refer that Dina has healed me on a couple of occasions. One was after I had a very serious stress and some things going on down here, and she was able to help me with some things to release an artery and some problems I was having in my shoulder and some other things. She also astrally and has other worked with me, and I can testify to heal me and some other things that have worked out. So I do not only know and believe in my light sister, I can positively say that out of my 36 years of doing this, Dina's real. So grab on when you're ready for the real Dina time. Get a hold of Dina at Essence. I mess up your email all these years. Oh, my God, I did it again.
I don't know why I ever chose that.
To mess with Jethro. Go ahead. Tell.
Yeah, it's Essence, O-T, E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T at AOL.com. You know what the interesting thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Is all these years, every year we make plans to get together and we've never met.
Never. And you were supposed to be at the American Federation in California in 2012 or 13 with me and Kay. We've been trying to get together. I want to go up to New York last year. We didn't get that. This is the year, 2016. We get to get together and we get to meet all of us and have a great, positive time. Her and Kay, my fiance, love to camp and do things out. Kay has gotten me into that. She took me out into a water with a lovely... what I thought was a log until I psychically realized it had a tail and teeth and was an alligator waiting to gracefully take my head off, I thought. And I quickly paddled to another location and has been working with me ever since to get me into it. And I love the nature. Dina's very much in that.
We don't have alligators.
That's a plus up there with those chilly weather. You know, it's and those of you who know, that's how I got a lot of my gift was drowning. If you will look on some of my Facebook, you'll see where Kay took me around the parts of California scared the jeebies out of me, showing me that ships will try to chase you down in canoes because they think it's fun in California. So we're going to grab on to more phone calls. We've got other people calling in. I love all your friends that are just calling in to see how we're doing. We are here for you. We are wild. Please, anybody who knows my schedule, I'll let you know. I'm here in Tampa, Florida till the 17th of March. Then I'm going to be up in Arlington, Washington, D.C. area, Alexandria area. Get a hold of me. I have a new address and a new office. I want to show my stuff to you. So come up. Be ready for a good, phenomenal reading with Psychic Jethro. 352, how are you, 352?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Yes, we can hear you, and can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. It's Andrea.
I know who you are. It's psychic, and I know who you are.
I just have a little cold, but other than that, okay. How are you guys?
Great and wonderful. What? This is my birthday girl. We share the same birthday, and she is like the coolest girl. I love you, Andrea.
Thank you. I love you, too. So, no question, just whatever you pick up.
Go ahead, Jethro.
Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing a new energy with you. I feel like there's something happening for you to get the right man, but you're being a Scorpio like me, and the fact that you want to be in a relationship, but you don't really want to deal with what Cupid's given you. So there's something happening for you. It's going to happen like it happened with me. It's like the guides are going to say, here you go. I feel like there's somebody trying to give you attention, but he's jive turkey in you or something. He's trying to play, I want to have the kiss without the dance, and you're like, no fool play. They're telling me we always joke with you about the baby, and we're not going to go into baby. Leave the girl alone about it. They said new beginnings is happening for Andrea, and I feel that your kids and the cycle that's happened with them gives you the strength to go on. I feel like you've had to clean some friends out. I feel like you had to pull them out of the toy box because they weren't working for you, and I feel like that's what the guides want. They want you, Andrea, to feel not only your gift, but know that you are a beautiful woman. You had a bad, negative relationship, and unfortunately, he hurt you in ways that are not good. And they show me him eating with, like, food on his face. They tell me that actually the egg will be on his face. He will actually, whatever he's gone to him will come back to him as you are becoming more of a woman that wants to have what you want. And they're showing me blue silk. I don't know what that means. It's real pretty if it's like a blue dress. There's something about your mom. Your mom's telling me you should be dressed in blue velvet. It's your mom. Your mom is past. Your mom's telling me she wants you to dress up and enjoy yourself, that you're a beautiful lady. She wants you to feel that part of being like a lady. Something about a blue dress.
Well, I have a blue dress, but that sounds just like her.
I love her. She's so cute. Dina, would you help our wife, Andrea?
Well, I definitely got the, like, I feel like new beginnings for you. But I feel like before a lot of that can start, you have to let go of some of that old stuff. Because I feel like you're letting some of that drag you down. Like, just release it, let it go, you know, whatever. Just don't even think about it. It's gone. It's past. It's history. And don't let it be in taking you down anymore. Because that's the only thing that's holding you back from a lot of this new stuff that's coming in. And in this new energy, I feel like that you're going to have some opportunities finally to, for you personally, for your life, you personally, like happiness. I see some happiness. I see perhaps even some, either more money or a different job or something like that is what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to want it and you have to go get it and you have to let go of some of that old stuff, that blockages that are holding you back, because it's right there. It's right, like all you got to do is step your toe over and there you are, just walk through that door. And it's just waiting for you, because your guides are saying, we're right here, we're waiting, and we just want you to, we want to give this to you. So come get it. And that's what they're showing me is happening. And it's going to turn your life around so that you can finally have some hope back, and that you can see that and get back on your true path and can see that, okay, yes, that's why I'm here. That's what I wanted to do. These are the things I've been waiting for. That's what I see for you.
Okay.
I love it. Andrea, we really rock. And someday you're going to come on and play with us. Those of you who know about this, Andrea, She's been our friend, and she's came in here and getting to read her each time. I just love you dearly, and someday we're going to meet. She lives in Florida and does a lot of work and has beautiful children, and I just thank you for being a loyal fan and letting us read you a lot. Andrea, you're going to have to return the favor and read us, Miss Psychic. You always hide it.
Yes. I got some new cards. I'm so excited. I did. I got During Virtue. So,
During Virtue. That's nice.
Yes, I love her cards.
What beautiful work she does.
Very good. Well, stay in there, Andrea. You know, you've been one of our winners, so you can tell people that we really do send real prizes out. You always loved our prizes.
Yeah. I got a book. Yeah. I got some CDs. I believe I got a necklace before. they send really good gifts.
Thank you. Hang on, because we're still going to give away a jaded necklace tonight. We have all these other fans who just stepped in and said, Jethro, you and Dina give away what you want. We will send it in. I'm going to send you a donation tonight through PayPal to make sure you guys do this. Keep doing the fun. Stay wild. Tell Dina she has to put up with you, because you're the only one that I can't understand, Jethro, but I love you. Oh, you're grounded. Denise, I gave you the best hour of my life, and you do this. No, I'm kidding you. I know, Denise, we're good friends down here. She makes the best chicken. You do not want to mess with her chicken. The woman can make chicken that is beautiful. It's like chicken cacciatore, chicken with the oligan. Thank you, Denise.
I have a question, Jethro.
Yes.
What is jaded? Is jaded necklace?
Oh, it's a jade. A green. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're a little jaded. We've had a long day here. I meant a green jade necklace. It is valued at $12. You're going to be getting it free from us, from Psychics Gone Wild, from JethroSmith.net, and Dina Flanagan, Psychic Medium. Please wear the jade close to your heart, which is on a necklace, which makes sense. If your heart's a little lower, get to the doctor. It shouldn't be dropping. Kidding. What you want to make sure is wear it close to your heart, because the jade brings in financial wealth and prosperity. It also is a very protective stone. The green jade next to the heart will put a protection within your aura field. And depending on your beliefs of other things, jade can do a lot more. It should enhance the stones you have. It's a jade stone. Jethro's a little jaded, but he's had a kooky life, so I'm sorry. Andrea, are you a little jaded? Aren't all Scorpios a little jaded? Oh, she's quiet now. Andrea, I got your number. Don't you try to hide from me.
I'm here.
We love you. She just ran away. We never teased Andrea about being jaded. No, I'm kidding. She's there. We've got a lot of friends calling in. They're going, Jethro, it's so good to hear you guys back. Dina, I don't know what happened. My sister is telling me that she is a 14. She has came from another space shuttle, and that actually her people brought her here to do psychic work. I must be honest with you. She used to creep me out as a child. She didn't seem psychic, but rather psychotic, and did very bad tantrums and things. I don't know if she's acting out, but she did tell my husband some things that came true at work. We're a little leery of her. We're not sure if we should lock her out or lock her up. Help me for what to do with my little sister, Sue.
She's a 14. Did you say she's a 14?
Yeah.
She's 14?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what's A14? Anyway. Yeah. I think you're on another planet.
I'm reading these real fast, and people are throwing so many at me. And I'm trying to find the good ones in the things. If Dina's got hot legs, look at Dina. What size is Dina's cup? Oh, my God, I got to have Dina. Would you guys stop with this adult stuff? They're scaring me.
Well, those are the good ones. Read more of those.
There's a Libra for you. Woo-woo.
No, I think that what leave her alone or just like not poo-poo her and not put her down and not, you know, call her crazy, because I feel like she really does have a gift and that she needs people to understand it and support it, because if she's 14, she don't understand it. She don't know it. So, so she needs people around her that does, you know, not that you have to do the same thing she does, or you don't even have to like it, but don't put her down, you know, just kind of go, all right, that's interesting, or whatever, if you're not into it. But she has a gift, she has a very strong ability, and she just doesn't know what to do with it sometimes, you know, so she's kind of all over the map with it. What do you think, Jethro?
Oh, my gosh, I agree. And this is the topic that gets me excited. I have to be honest with you. For years, I joke about this, and my sister and me joke about it. We thought we were dropped at the wrong house. We swore somebody gave the stork some kind of medication, and he found the wrong house. Her acting out, as you call this, or your things, is exactly what we do as gift. She's telling you that she's from some different energy because she is picking this up. The fact that she was accurate with your husband, hang on to her. Me and Dina can tell you, out of the 530,000 psychics, we made the top 20 and have done so for 6 consecutive years, I will add, because we're accurate and because we're real. When people are doing this, and that's the thing I want to tell you, if a psychic's a psychic, they should tell you something about you that nobody else knows but you. She just proved that to you. I agree, she's acting a little bit up, but all of us go through that. Think about it. She's in an energy and you're not psychic and she is, so she's feeling maybe that some ETs brought her in. I do know, if you guys will study that, that the angels and the ETs work together, and oftentimes they're the ones who are working with us to correlate our intuitive gift, the good ones. I agree with Dina. Please work with her and do be patient, because what you're going to find out is that her gift at the age of 14 is going through puberty. Be lucky. I have a sister who could break things at the age of 12. Do not make her mad still in our older age. She will make things in your house go crazy. People have found out with me, when I get upset, things break or go Lulu, huh, Dina? Look at Dina.
Yeah, and look into Arcturian. I feel like she's maybe Arcturian. Look, Arcturian, it's another planet or whatever it is. It's a, but you can read about, maybe you can identify with some of that.
Love it. And we're going to get our psychic kicks with 216. How are you, 216? Let's get some kicks.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
This is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I haven't spoken to you all in quite a while.
Yes, Patricia. Good to have you call in. This is Jethro and Dina. What can we do to help you, Patricia?
Yes, well, Happy New Year.
it's funny. We're celebrating, Patricia. I'm coming to your house. I haven't had champagne since December.
I want to get some clarity on A couple of dreams I had last week, this week. This yesterday morning I had one when I woke up, or should say this morning. That's too detailed. Okay, let me go to something else.
Yeah, there is something going on with your guides, and that's what they're wanting you to talk to you about. They're telling me that something's happening here with your energy. They're telling me that you're getting symbols and things in your work, and something's going on with a relationship for you. You're working at school, or you're working at something of a studies, and you're not getting – I feel like you're not getting your needs met. They're telling you this in dream state. There's something going on that is causing a lot of interference with what they want you to get. Do you put a clear glass of water by your bed at nights and then pour it out so that it uses the filter?
I do.
Good. Patty also uses this, and talk to Patty Negri. You can find her on pattynegri.com, and she uses it for dream analogy. There's things that she does to do dream work, and you can put things and work with that glass of water to get the dream. Because your purple, your crown chakra, is why you're going with that. I'm sorry, I started reading it, but I feel that. Help me with, go ahead and do the question. I didn't mean to be rude. I apologize.
No. Okay, well, I'll go move forward with it. Last week I had a dream, but bits and pieces I can't remember. I was, I guess, walking from one room to the next, but my cousin, she and I have not really, you know, had a good relationship. She was in an ornery, you know, state of mind. But then it was, and I ignored her, but then it was a white plastic chair, you know, the type that might be on a patio or something. And I, because I remember that very vividly, and that's about as much as I can remember of that dream. This morning when I woke up, it seemed like, and of course, obviously I'm the observer in the dream, it must have been a hotel or something, you know, big, where I've passed several rooms, and I come to one room where there's a lot of a lost and found, I believe it might have been. I think I went into a bathroom, I got distracted and walked out and left a piece of luggage or a backpack or something. And, of course, I realized it later, so I came back to Lost and Found and looking through all these things. Then it seems like some vehicle or something comes up and tosses it out. It's like a black and red backpack. And it's like, that's all I remember. And I'm trying to, you know, piece it together. And it's like, okay, I know there's some message there.
I think the message is in the Lost and Found.
Okay.
I feel like what I'm feeling. What's that?
Oh, no. Jethro was saying school earlier. I'm in my last year of this sound engineering, and I just really haven't been able to practice, you know, what I should be practicing, editing and tracks and blah, blah, blah. But anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like all this energy swirling around you. So the message
right.
to me was in the Lost and Found was that
okay.
is that you can't quite, like, you know that there's some of the things you got to be doing or there's some things that are coming, but you know, you feel kind of lost. And it's about you finding them. It's about you finding exactly what it is you need, because your energy is scattered all over the place. This is what I'm feeling. It's swirling. It's not finding
yeah.
a direct. Yeah.
Right.
So, right. So I feel like that's what the message is all about. They're telling you to slow it down, concentrate,
okay.
find a direct path, and everything will work out. But sometimes you got to do step one, then step two, then step three. So instead of trying to do everything all at once or trying to figure it out all at once, concentrate on getting onto the right path and find it. So go back to finding it, you know, because that's what it's telling me. Because you've got to, all of it will come to fruition. But
okay.
but instead of being all stressed out about it or all worried about it, you got to just kind of take some deep breaths. And you'll get there, you know. You're going to get there. That's what.
Well, yeah, and also I've been, you know, needed to make an income, and I decided to come
mm-hmm.
forth, and you know, I'm a Reiki healer, and just,
mm-hmm.
but it's just, you know, I'm finding a challenge getting started because, you know, I don't have customers yet. I'm not on any social
right.
media, and, you know, I don't have transportation. So, but I did find a place
mm-hmm.
that I can. You know, the customers will eventually come, but I know that I've got to, you know, connect with them, and I'm thinking of trying to think of some other things to do. And I did want to return to spring semester these last 8 weeks, but then it just seems like the, you know, money or scholarships has not come forth, and I, like I said, I just want to be done with this particular schooling, you know, just have it done with. So, yeah, yes, I've been stressed
mm-hmm.
about just getting that money, scholarships, I mean, you know, applying to
mm-hmm.
jobs. So it's like, okay. So, yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just kind of take a deep breath and just step one, step two, and it will all fall into place.
Okay. All right. Well,
Patricia, before I forget, you are one of our Reiki ones. I'd like you to contact me on jethrosmith.net. We are doing a light group. I wonder if you'd be interested in doing a prayer and meditation for us to help heighten and do the enhancement for the United States. We're doing that because of what the life and the times we're in. We want to make sure that our country is working in a positive light. And with the Reiki energy, would you be willing to write me and maybe pick a time of the day where you could do that for it, if I send you some prayers and light that we could send out? It takes about 8 to 10 minutes for our country.
Sure.
Thank you. We love you, and thank you, Lightworker Sister. I got to go because they're hitting me really hard, and they're saying, if I don't get my Dina time, I'm taking Jethro's food, and I can't lose my food.
Okay.
They'll take my lunch, not my money, because I can outrun them, but they'll try and get my food. We love you. Take care, Patricia.
Thank you, you too.
We're here, we're psychics, and we're wild. We've got 6 minutes. We got the bases full. 5 people have been through this door. Dina's got the bat in her hand. We're going to grab a hold of it for all of you baseball fans. Can we bring it home here in 6 minutes and get everyone happy and at least there? We've got 5 out of 6. Let's do the 6th one. It is 856. How are you, 856? You get to have your kicks on, Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 856?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Dina. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Laura. I'm so glad you called in. Would you like to do it the old school? Would you mind if we just read what we're getting, or do you want to have a question?
I'll let you read what you're getting.
All right, Jethro.
I love this, Laura. I feel the energy with you just getting to talk to you on the phone here. I feel like you're having, I feel like there's something going on with a person. I'm feeling that you're stepped back, and I feel like you need to be careful right now. They're showing me you standing and looking at the life and the situation. I do feel like you're going some of this alone. They keep telling me that you're standing there, and you're working on something that is not only handled for your benefit, for others. You've got something in the works here that's going to be very good for other people, but you're working too hard. The guides are telling me you got to calm down a little bit because you've got yourself doing so much at one time, but that's how you like to work. And I keep seeing a very strong, I'm seeing an animal here with you. I feel like you have, I'm not sure if this is a dog who's passed on the other side, but there's an animal there beside you, and it's very loyal to you, and it's trying to tell you that it still misses you. I feel like this animal's passed.
You know, I never had a pet, so it might be my dad's dog from his childhood.
It feels like someone. It feels like it's there watching after you. Now, was your dad very slow moving? He kind of wore like long sleeve shirts. I keep seeing this person that's very, you know, very debonair, but he was just like had his own pace and his own way about him.
That doesn't really ring a bell for me.
No. Okay, I don't know who I'm getting that, but that's what I get. I get this is connected to that person. I feel like this animal's watching you. I feel like what I feel is this may be a totem of yours that hasn't resolved into what it is. This is an animal that's very strong, and you haven't got your full power, and I owe you an apology. This animal is your totem, but it's only coming across right now as a pet or a docile, but it's not come into full focus. I do feel that. Give us your question. I apologize here. For some reason, I thought I would be able to read you.
Well, that's okay. I'm on a contract, but I made an offer for a house. The contract is supposed to go through September, and I'm doing really, really good work, but my manager seems to have an issue with me, and I can't figure out why or when it happened or why it happened, but I'm sensing that she's got some kind of an issue with me. I'm a little concerned because I made an offer on a house, and I want to know if I'm going to be stable long enough in this contract to be able to get this house and, you know, afford it and everything.
Oh, Jethro, you want me to know what you
want? Yeah. For Lori, for some reason, I'm still intrigued why her totem's talking to me and is telling me stuff. So I'm.
Oh, boy. I was waiting for you to finish. Anyway, I feel like part of the what's wrong up with the manager is there was some competition or something. She feels like threatened. Like something you did rubbed her wrong, and she feels threatened by it. So it's not really that you're a bad person or a bad worker or anything like that. It's more about something that happened. So what I'm hearing is go in and clear the air with her. Have a talk. You know, this is what I'm hearing. Something needs to be cleared up. The air needs to be cleared up. And just, but go in there positive, not like, well, what's wrong? What's the end of it? Go, listen, you know, I'd like to, do better work for you. Tell me what I can do to do it. And then that will just open the door, you know, or what do you think about this or whatever? Just start a conversation and go in positive. Eventually work in.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what, because she hired me on to the contract to do the work for all the stakeholders that I'm working for. And they're complimenting me left and right. I got nominated for a couple awards.
That would be the competition. You know, that's the competition.
Job is completely different than her job, what I was brought on to do. So I don't understand why she's feeling threatened.
No. Yeah, it's not a competition of what you're doing. It's that you might be getting more, you know, better more recognition than she thought you would. Or it's just something simple is what I'm feeling. So you need to just kind of go in and make friends is what I'm hearing. Something needs to be clearing the air, and that's what I'm hearing, that it can be cleared up.
Good Lori, okay. We love you. We've got less than 90 seconds. We hope that helped you. Please have a good wildlife.
Yeah.
And please tell that, you know, totem yours to come out in 36 years. It's the first one that doesn't want to talk to me. So I guess even that, I gotta find a way to make friends. We love all of you. 925, you get to come on live next time. Let's see if I can do another one. Another 856 over here, 429-727-344, 305-778, going on down to 307-7217. Oh, my gosh, they're going on. We will get with you guys. Remember, 773, you're in Chicago. I'm going to be out there in April. Get ready, Windy City. First time there, I guarantee it's going to be something to take home. Get a hold of Psychic Jethro. We're going to be there with the Greek friends of mine and Reiki ladies coming in with a hypnosis friend that you love dearly, so that we can all bring you the best of the best metaphysical. Dina, anything you want to tell these people before they kick us out that door?
Well, have a beautiful week, and make sure to enjoy each and every day and count your blessings.
We all love you guys. Remember, stay wild. It's the way to be. Talk to you next week.